Good morning. You are still listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh, 7:30 to 9:30 every single weekday morning.
Yes, and we're here with Jessica, who is the Te Pūtahi Director of Open Christchurch, which you just heard me shut the brochure of. And let me say, this brochure is amazing.
It is.
Thank you.
If the brochure is anything to go by, which it is, then you guys are up for a treat.
Oh, that's good to hear.
So, I mean, I could sit here and, or we could sit here and explain what this thing is, but probably better if we hear it from you. So what would be the spiel on what exactly the Open Christchurch event is?
So it's an architecture festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's held over one weekend, and this year it's the 15th and 16th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And 46 buildings, like exceptional works of architecture, are opening their doors to the public to welcome them in just to have a nosy around.
There are Fantastic. So many cool buildings in the city, so I am amazed and awe. Yeah, I mean, you understood my excitement when we were talking before at how we are celebrating so many amazing buildings.
Mm.
What would you say to people that think Christchurch is an ugly city or that there aren't cool places?
God, that's almost blasphemy to even say on the show, Ben.
It is nearly. Look, you know, there are parts of the city that are really ugly. Blenheim Road is an abomination.
Say it again.
Right?
Say
so
it again.
Blenheim Road is an abomination. It's designed for cars. You feel really awkward and horrible down there. You just want to leave it as fast as you can.
You're not wrong.
So there are parts of the city that are ugly. But let's not overlook the fact that there are some really beautiful buildings and, you know, two of our buildings are in the Botanic Gardens and that's one of the most beautiful places in the city.
Yeah.
So there's lots to celebrate as well, but let's not pretend it's all Pollyanna territory.
Mm.
Yes, definitely. Would I guess, I don't know. I mean, there's such a breadth of different styles of buildings and different types of buildings that people can go to as well. 48 in total. I guess how do I phrase this? How exciting is it that there are so many different, you know, styles and things, you know, that people can go to?
Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to draw attention to, is that architecture here is actually very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all the work that's been done since the earthquakes over the last 10 years. But we also, in the festival, have some of the oldest buildings in the city, like Rāpaki Church, which is from 1869, and there's a building at Christ College that was first built in 1863. It's seen lots of changes since then.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, a wide variety of buildings, all building types, lots of different functions, lots of different architectural styles. We want to draw attention to the idea that, to the fact, actually, that there is a plethora of architectural practice here and lots of different things to enjoy. And the festival's supposed to offer something for everyone.
Yeah.
There are so many buildings where I think I can't go in there, but apparently I can.
For this weekend,
For this weekend, you can.
Yes, you can. There are 5 buildings that require advanced booking, and they're all booked out.
Mm-hmm.
So those are off your list for this weekend. But everything else, you can just walk up on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It's so exciting.
What are some of your favourite buildings in the city?
Mm.
Ooh, well, that's a really difficult question
to answer.
Yeah, I put
you on the spot.
Because you might have gathered that, like, all of these buildings I think are really special.
Of course.
But I think there are some that people could overlook. So if you're interested in postmodernism, there's a really interesting, intriguing church called the First Church of Christ Scientist. It's near Hagley Park.
I was just looking at this one here, yeah.
And so in a city that's dominated by modernism and Gothic revival, that could be quite exciting to experience. And I think a lot of people don't know it's there. They don't know it's postmodern. It's got 2-barrel vaulted pavilions at right angles to each other, and one of them has this coffered ceiling. And then there's these weird references to artists like Mondrian and Charles René McIntosh, and you're like standing there going, what is going on? Where am I?
Am I in a church or a gallery?
Yeah.
I'm confused, yeah. Wow, that's wow. Yeah, I had no idea about that.
That's one of my favourites. I'm really passionate about the Christchurch Town Hall. And if you come to Open Christchurch on the weekend, and if you go to the Town Hall on the Saturday morning between 10 and 12:30 p.m., you can hear the CSO rehearsing in the auditorium.
Oh, that is...
Yeah, so they are letting people come in. That's the CSO are letting people come in, really, you know, obviously quietly, during their rehearsal. And you can just sit there and listen to that space alive with the music it was designed for. And, of course, that building's celebrated for its acoustics. So you can hear it.
Wow, that's so...
It'll be amazing.
I would astral project. I would cry.
Please, you can just turn up on Saturday morning.
If you need a good cry on Saturday morning, Ben... You know where they go.
Yeah, I feel like architecture is a topic that many people think, oh, well, I don't know enough about, or there are too high barriers to entry. So what would you say to people that think that it's just not within their wheelhouse and never will be?
But that's the whole idea. You do not need to know anything. Mm. You just need to be curious, and you can turn up to the building or buildings, preferably, that you're most interested in. And you can just look if you want.
Yeah.
You can talk to some of our volunteer hosts or our building partners who are hosting people on the day. There are also, if you really want to know more, because the whole thing is that you can learn about architecture if you're curious, or you could just turn up for a nosy. But in addition to the buildings being open, there are 35 plus different activities going on over the weekend. So you could join an architectural tour with the architect of some of the buildings. You can join a tour with architectural historians and engineers. Some of them have exhibitions in them. There's some children's workshops. So like there's lots of different ways if you want to delve deeper, the opportunities there. But if you just want to have a look, you can do that too. You do not have to be an architectural expert or you just have to have curiosity.
Definitely. Do you have any like you said before, quite a lot of new buildings are springing up. I know we've got, you know, rooftop bars and hotels and all this new stuff. Is there any of the, out of the new ones, do you have any that are your, favourites? I know this is hard.
Yeah, it is really hard.
Because there is a lot of beautiful buildings.
It depends what you're interested in, but I wouldn't walk past the Centennial Chapel at St Andrews. That's a really beautiful, interesting space where they salvaged bits of the chapel that got demolished because it was earthquake damaged and incorporated them into the building. And that's a really hard thing to do well, but it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
And they've done it there at St Andrews. So that opened in 2016. And then I would also recommend... an architecture studio and living quarters that an architect who's actually from Auckland, but he has a one of his offices is down here.
We won't hold that against him.
Yeah, no, don't hold that against him. No. He loves Christchurch. He did a lot of work here after the earthquakes and was like,
he's forgiven.
I want to have an office here. And so he built this studio on the hillside in Littleton.
Wow.
And you can go visit that on the Sunday morning. It's called Littleton Studio Monastery in our program because the living quarters are kind of monastic. So that will be a really interesting place for people to see because it's an architect designing and building for himself.
Yeah.
So you can see what he's interested in and he hasn't had to compromise.
No panda to anyone.
So cool. You can really check that out as a great example of contemporary design.
So cool.
Our city is, of course, still rebuilding itself. What advice would you give to the city as we continue rebuilding?
Well, that's easy. Can we please start paying attention to low-energy buildings and sequestering carbon and looking at the carbon budget of buildings?
Yes.
That's what I'd like to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you've taken the words right out of my mouth that I've been saying for weeks and you've said them better than I ever have. Goodness me.
Open Christchurch Architectural Festival is, of course, 15th, 16th of May. So that is one weekend, 40-plus buildings,
woo!
And a whole lot of fun.
You can find everything at openchristchurch.nz. That's openchch.nz. This is the first year you guys are running this, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but how long has it been, I guess, in the works?
Since June 2019.
Wow.
And we ran a trial of it that winter. We opened three different school buildings, not at the same weekend, but consecutive.
Yep.
So we know there's a public appetite for it.
Yeah.
But it is an annual event, so it'll be returning next year. But we're shifting it, so it's going to be the first weekend in May.
Next year,
actually the 30th of April to the 1st of May.
Cool. Very exciting.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio this morning, Jessica. It was great talking to you, and I hope everyone heads around the city that weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries.